Security officials today raised the national alert level to orange, the next to highest level of risk. The decision came after the president's homeland security advisors met at the White House for several hours to review new intelligence data. Officials had warned in recent days about another potential attack in Saudi Arabia, where Al-Qaeda operatives are believed to have set off deadly bombs last week. Now concerns have grown that the threat could extend to targets inside the United States. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson announced the increased alert level. He said intelligence officials had picked up increasingly specific information that another attack is possible inside the United States.
This change is based upon the recent terrorist bombings in Saudi Arabia and Morocco, also in conjunction with intelligence reports concerning anti-U.S. terrorist group intentions. The United States intelligence community believe that terrorists continue to plan attacks against targets in the United States.
But he said authorities had no information about specific targets. Hutchinson said Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge has asked the nation's governors and mayors to deploy additional police protection for vulnerable sites. He specifically mentioned places where there would be large public gatherings. This is the fourth time the nation has gone on high alert. The last time was during the war with Iraq. Such alerts set in motion a number of steps, including tightened security at the nation's borders and at critical sites such as bridges and power plants. But authorities have been increasingly advised to be on the lookout for assaults on soft targets, such as shopping malls and restaurants, where security is lighter. They've also been cautioned to be on the alert for individual suicide bombers, rather than the more elaborate assaults of 9/11. Hutchinson said Al-Qaeda remains the principal concern.
But the threats also emanate from other anti-U.S. terrorist groups, regional extremist organizations, and even ad hoc disgruntled groups or individuals not connected with existing terrorist organizations. The use of tactics similar to those that we have seen in recent terrorist attacks have to be considered. They cannot be discounted. Those would include use of small-armed equipped assault teams, large vehicle-borne explosive devices, and suicide bombers.
He said individuals should remain vigilant but continue plans for work or leisure. In recent weeks, administration officials have appeared to shift back and forth about whether the terrorist threat is rising or declining. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today reiterated the administration's belief that the Al-Qaeda network overall has been weakened, although he said authorities had concluded that the terrorist group was responsible for the recent attacks in Saudi Arabia.
Clearly, Al-Qaeda has lost its central training grounds. It is far dispersed, making anything that they do much, much harder. But nevertheless, the ability of people to drive car bombs still is a real problem, day-to-day problem, in many parts of the world.
He dismissed Democratic complaints that the administration ignored the threat from Al-Qaeda during its campaign against Saddam Hussein. He said President Bush has said all along that terrorism remains a serious threat. Fleischer stood by the president's statement after the war with Iraq that the tide had turned against those who wanted to attack the United States.
Tides that turn also have a way of trying to return so they can continue to spread whatever waves they can.
But Democrats continue to complain that the administration is not devoting enough resources to homeland security needs, especially those at the state and local level. Appearing on Capitol Hill this morning, Homeland Security Secretary Ridge said he believed the nation was more secure than it was a year and a half ago, but he acknowledged much more needs to be done to make the country safe. Pam Fessler, NPR News.